This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Hamas-run Interior Ministry in Gaza is reporting heavy damage from Israeli airstrikes across the region, including southern areas where Israeli officials had told Palestinians to seek refuge. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Israeli airstrikes tore through a busy marketplace at a refugee camp in central Gaza, killing at least 10 people, injuring many more. As a doctor at Al-Aqsa Hospital described the carnage, more blasts are heard and he flinches. Saturday, an Israeli airstrike hit a cafe in the south where displaced people had gathered to charge their phones. The Israeli military says it's striking Hamas targets. Daily rocket attacks by Palestinian militants also continue into Israel. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Family members of hostages currently being held by Hamas met with Israel's president on Sunday, furthering their plea for the Israeli government to facilitate the safe and immediate return of their loved ones. Among them were the parents of 23-year-old Israeli-American hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polin.
We're asking for everybody around the world, Sari Chutz, foreign ministers from the 30 countries where there are hostages, to scream, let in the medical care.
Israel has confirmed that 212 people are being held hostage in Gaza. The United States warned Iran and its allies against any escalation in the wake of Israel's war with Hamas, two top U.S. officials said Sunday, hours after the Pentagon moved to step up military readiness in the region. With tensions mounting, Washington also announced Sunday it had ordered non-emergency staff to leave its embassy in Iraq.